Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Sunil, for today, Sunday, August 26th. Today we have a wonderful panel of artists that we're going to be speaking with tonight, and we're talking about Glam Squad collaborations. First, I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number for tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399. I wanted to quickly ask my sister if she had any beauty news for us tonight.
Just really quickly, just wanted to let everyone know that Beauty Talk will be on vacation next Sunday for the holiday, the Labor Day holiday. And also wanted to quickly add some information about the North American Hairstyling Awards. If you're interested in participating in that, that's going to be Sunday, July 14th. 2013, so it's next year, but they're now accepting applications and entry forms for the awards, and it's going to be at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, and some of the categories for the award show next year will be avant-garde, contemporary classic, editorial stylist of the year, hair color, hairstylist of the year, Makeup Artist of the Year, and that's actually a new category for next year, Master Hairstylist of the Year, Men's Hairstylist of the Year, and again, that also is another new category, Newcomer Stylist of the Year, Salon School Design of the Year, Salon Master of Business Award, Salon Team of the Year, Student Hairstylist of the Year, and Texture. So if you're interested in that and you need more information on the whole entry process, you can visit probeauty.org/NAHA. Again, it's probeauty.org/NAHA.
Okay, and again, I'll repeat, the call-in number for tonight is 914-803-4399. And if you're trying to get on the line to ask a question or make a comment, or if you're calling in to, if you're one of the panelists, then you must push the option to speak with the host. But I have on the line right now with us, and joining us tonight is Melissa Bozant, celebrity manicurist. We have Deshaun Hatcher, makeup artist, and we have Angie Pete, makeup artist. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
So let's just quickly start the show off by just each of you just giving just a brief intro into who you are and what you do. Whoever wants to start.
Okay, I'll start then. I know we got silent. I'm Melissa. I've been a licensed manicurist for over 30 years, and I've been actively doing editorial, print, and film for over 15 years here in Los Angeles, California.
All right, I'll go next.
Okay.
My name is Angie Peake. I am a editorial, print, makeup artist. I also do film and TV here in Los Angeles. And I work on the pro team for Stila Cosmetics.
Oh, and hi, I'm Deshaun Hatcher. You know what it is? It's like dinner time, girl. I'm trying to
push the dinner away while I talk to you people. You know I'm crazy. My name is Deshawn Hatcher. Hi, everybody. I'm in New York, and I do editorial, TV, print, makeup. And I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks for joining us.
And if you guys don't already know this, Deshawn's makeup is on point, always.
Oh, we know.
She's amazing.
Bye.
Aw, thank you, guys.
One of the things that I want to know from you all just chime in at any time. One of the things I want to know from you all, you know, we've all done it, whether it's film, television, print. You know, we've come in for our job. And, of course, your job is to do nails or to do makeup. But, you know, there's always other stylists there that do something else, hair, or they're the wardrobe stylist. And when you go in, you know, you're giving specific instructions or there's a certain look from the director or whoever's running the show pretty much. And, you know, they give you something specific that they want as far as the look is concerned. What's the first thing that you do? Do you consult with the other artists about what you have in mind or what or asking what they have in mind or how you go about the task?
What I normally do, especially with nails always reflect off of what makeup is. And the look of makeup or just the overall look of what they want to achieve for that particular shoot. So I kind of go between the makeup artist and the stylist because that's where my colors come from a lot of times. And then, you know, just depending on the job, that depends on how much room I have to work with as far as being creative.
Well, for me, I like to always discuss it with the whole team. I never think, oh, I'm just going to come in and do what I want to do. I always, if it's a director, I talk to the director. Then I talk to the stylist and hair people and nail people because it's a collaborative effort. It's never just about my makeup. It's about everything. And so that's how I would approach it.
I agree with both. I generally approach it as a team effort, and, you know, some people's ideas are stronger than others, and I like to see what everyone has to say before, you know, deciding on the final project or the final look.
Right.
Let me ask you ladies this. Have you ever come across a situation where there was, like, one member of the team who really didn't want to be a team player, who wanted to do like their own thing when you knew that maybe the suggestion from the photographer was a great suggestion and it's going to help, you know, the project as a whole, but yet they wanted to do their own thing and then they didn't really want to give in or listen to what the photographer had to say, for example.
And it's usually a heated discussion because majority of the time the photographer always has the last say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I've seen it. I've seen it where, you know, just their egos get in the way or they felt like they could do more. But when you're working with magazines like InStyle and Vogue and bigger, you know, companies, they a lot of times they want clean. You don't know how many times all I've used is literally a bottle of clear polish because if that's what they want and that's what they have their mind set on, no matter what you say, I know you want that picture or you want this certain look in your book with their name behind it, it's not going to happen on that day. It may happen another time or just, you know, just where they're just a little bit depending on, you know, who we're shooting. Everything depends on what the project is. So, yeah, it's usually the photographer always has the last word.
I really haven't had that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go right ahead. Sorry.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I've never really, like, had that professionally in terms of somebody just, hunch out, I'm going to do what I want. I've only had that when it comes to testing and stuff like that, where people, there's a set thing that we're all trying to get, and yet, let's say, and I'm not trying to diss a hair person, but let's just say the hair person said, ooh, child, I see feathers, and I see, you know, and it's like, no, but we were doing bridal, and you hit
right.
me off with feathers, that's not going to help. So to me, it's only, thank God, knock on whatever wood I can find, it's only been on test and test that I've done, like, 9 years ago, nothing, you know, as of late.
Right, and that's a good point, because when I've experienced something like that, it was on a test shoot.
Yeah. When I've run into situations like that, I generally try to play like the mediator, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, that sounds like a great idea, but this is what we're trying to get, and maybe if there's time at the end, we could try to get that for you. You know what I mean? Just play.
Yeah, trying to accommodate everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm like, that's a little crazy, and we're not here to do that, and please take the feathers out of her hair so we can all get what we came here for. And then I'm like Angie, then yes, at the end, if you want to get funky, we can get funky, but really, seriously, I don't have time to babysit you and control you. It's like, this is what we came here to do, so we have to do it. It's like, you know, sometimes these shoots, you know, sometimes our shoots can be scheduled, and I don't have time for your ego to get in my way. It's like we all here to do something.
Yeah.
And we want to get finished and go.
It's
yeah,
so
right.
The work ethic in New York is so different from here in LA. Like when you go to work in New York, it's like you're there to work, and that's what you're there to do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And here in LA, it's like, oh, no, we've got time. And it's like, let's kick back. No, we don't have time. You know what? I've been here just as long as you have. And mm-hmm. I need to go. I have a life.
Wow. Yeah. Really? That's very LA. I mean,
they're
so laid back, though. You know, LA is like, yeah, you know, they, you know, when they even come
no,
here,
they
want
to go to
the
beach.
Street slow.
Right.
<you know? laughs>
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
It's like,
it's very
but if you
back.
Want to go to the beach, right, you should be done faster, right?
Exactly.
Right. Or unless you're
yeah.
working at the beach.
Yes.
Right. Oh, that's true.
And when we're working at the beach, we can stay there as long as we want.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of true. I'll sit my behind there all day. I'll let you take. You won't put feathers? Go ahead, put feathers. I'll wait for you to finish. Yes. I'll get my pan right here.
No, but I just remember a shoot that we had one time just talking about a hairstylist. And depending on if they're, just say they may be promoting a product. And literally, and I won't say any names, but we were on this shoot. We were at Smashbox, this is no lie, from 11 a.m. till 4 a.m. the next morning. Thank you.
Oh my God.
And then, no girl, this was so funny, right? Because the photographer, she's cool, and it was her birthday the next day.
Oh.
So what was funny, though, because, no, it was for a magazine. They were arguing over what bag she was going to wear because, of course, she was getting a free bag out of the deal. So she wanted this particular bag. So now you have the artist arguing with the stylist, and the stylist is like, okay, yada, yada. And she's like, look, I want free product. So that was one thing. Then you have this hairstylist that comes in and wants to put in those fusion things where that should have been done the day before.
Right.
You know, oh, no, this is a new product. We're trying this out. And then to try to get that crap out of her hair at the end of the day. And check out, you know how it is, like sometimes they layer it. Just like it doesn't make sense for them to put dark makeup on first.
Yeah.
Because I noticed when you guys always say, no, we'll save the dark looks for last.
Right.
And all the way down to that, yes, girl, no, how about they, then at the end we had to cover her in this tar-like paint. But just like you said, how people just get crazy ideas because they have a vision in their mind of what this is going to look like. And in actuality, you really don't know what it's going to look like. You just have an idea.
And that's the truth. But editing comes into play. You never know what you're going to get.
You don't, girl. But when I tell you it was 4 a.m. the next morning because it took 4 hours to do hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, bless your heart.
Bless it. Because I sure did send my bill in.
As you should.
I sure did. That's they were like, "Are you okay?" I'm fine. I don't know. I'm good.
The question is, are you okay?
By the hour.
Exactly. No, I'm good. Everybody okay? Everybody fine. But that's where, like you said, though, the ego gets in. But what was really funny, because she didn't trust what the hairstylist and the makeup artist was saying, and I know you guys have had these type of artists. And she made them bring a mirror out, baby, she could see herself.
See, but that never bothers me. I know a lot of
it
artists.
It don't bother me either.
Away.
You know, I'm like,
it doesn't
hey.
Bother me at all.
She said, no. She said, no, bring the mirror out. I want to see.
Yeah, that you'll doesn't bother me.
You'll tell me anything. You'll tell,
yeah, no, that doesn't
like,
bother
you'll
me.
Tell me anything. I said, okay.
Yeah, sometimes you prefer them if they're so, and I, no offense to any celebrity, whatever, but sometimes they can be highly insecure people, and
yeah.
I just find it easier if they have their mirror. I'm happy. I'm like, here is a big magnifying mirror for you. You look it over, and
she
we can
wanted
go step
the mirror
by step.
On, look, you know how when, after they posed her, because, of course, we had, like, three setups. We
uh-huh.
only got to use two.
Oh,
because we ran out of time. That would have been another day, okay? And, no, but what was funny was it was the big rolling mirror. You know that three-way mirror?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes, that she had them roll out onto the set so that she could see how it looked.
Wow.
No, I'm
honey,
not
whatever
saying,
will get this shoe done, give her her mirror.
Thank
give
you.
Give her whatever
yeah,
she has. Let's get this over.
I went over. Look, I went over in the office and sat down.
No,
just call me
whatever,
when you need
whatever
me.
Whatever
I'm right
needs.
Here.
No, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, because like I said, some of these celebrities are obviously not models. They're not models. They're celebrities trying to be model. And it's very, I have a little empathy for them because it's very difficult sometimes to be in that position. So why make it
yeah.
difficult by, oh, child, I'm going to turn you away from the beer. It's going to be a surprise. You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
you know, all the things that they go through. You know, they don't need to be surprised. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right,
there's no surprise
right.
for them or anybody. I mean, except for models. Models are supposed to do their job and sit down and be quiet. But for celebrities, it's their image that we're dealing with. And if we decide that they really like a pink lip and they always wear pink and we decide, oh, no, I see blue, and then they turn around and they see a blue lip, they're going to flip out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have no problem. I never have a problem saying, oh, Mr. Sean, do you have a mirror? Yep, it's right here. Is right here. Let's do it step by step. Let me do this step by step with you, especially when they're new to you.
Yeah.
Like you're just
yeah.
walking. You know, their regular makeup artist has been called away sick, and you're like, here I am, hello. And then
here's my opportunity to make my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but it's just an opportunity for me just to do a good job and make sure they walk
yeah.
away happy. I'll never have to see you again.
That's
some
it.
Of them I don't want to see again. But, you know, it's just a matter of I just want
yes,
to make sure
girl.
At the end of the day that they are happy with what they get. And then I'm a happy black girl. I walk away and I'm happy. But
right.
they have to be comfortable. It's very, they're not models. They're celebrities with a lot of stuff. They just have to be comfortable. That's how
yeah,
I feel about
it's true. Very
you
true.
Mentioned, you know, that we're working with their images. How hard is it to deal with that, you know, working on someone's image, but yet let's say it's a team of a hairstylist, makeup artist, and a manicurist, and a fashion stylist. We're all working together, and it's all about their image. Let's say one of those artists works with them as their personal, and maybe the rest of the team, you know, are just people who are brought in. How do you work with situations like that where, let's say it's a wardrobe stylist, they have their own personal wardrobe stylist, and they themselves know so much about this celebrity's look and their image. Like, they'll even start giving advice about how they like to wear their hair or their makeup. How do you work in situations like that? Have you ever come across any difficulties in working in situations like that?
Whenever I've come across situations like that where one person of the team has worked with them, it is like difficult because they're used to a certain way of, you know, seeing that person. But I always try to incorporate the idea of the person I'm working on. So, you know, if it's, hey, you want to try this beige lip? I know you usually like the pink, but if we do a little bit of a beige in there, would you be okay with that? Like, I always try to ask questions, you know, how do you like, you know? I take into consideration what the other person has to say, but most of the time I just always try to incorporate what the person I'm working on has to say. That's how I approach it.
I tend to
listen to whoever has been dealing with them the most, because they're the ones who always come to me and say, "Ooh, Deshawn, let me tell you, wait. You know, she's this way, she's that way. She really likes it this way, she really likes it that way." And I'm like, okay, I got that, I dig it. And then I'll just go ahead, and I might have a suggestion or two, but I know that depending on how much time, sometimes they show up so damn late, it's not even funny. So depending on how much time I have to inject what I feel should be, sometimes I just go with the flow and say, let me listen to the stylist who's been with her for 10 years, because he or she knows what she's talking about, and I'm just going to do it. I just want to make her happy. I don't want to make her flip out of her chair. I don't want to add beige when she wants pink. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to flip her wig or whatever. I just want everybody to be just happy. And again, sometimes they show up so damn late that there's just not enough time to be like, oh, I'm such an artist, let me show you my artistry thing. I just don't know.
Right. It's like, let me take direction and get you done.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get you done. Because really, celebrities stress me the hell out. And because you know how it is, they have an image and you have to uphold their image. And sometimes their image, at least in my eyes, sometimes it's a little messed up. I'm on radio, I got to be careful what I say. You know, and you're like, ooh, if I could just get my hands on that one person, ooh, I could fix it, ooh, I know it'd be so pretty. And then, you know, you meet them and they really just want what they want.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless they come to me and say, I'm really ready for a change, I don't try to change them. I really don't. I really try not to. I'm just like, you know, if you're zen-like with that look, honey, then Godspeed to you.
Yeah.
That's it. And then I also don't want my name on it, though, so I don't tell people I did that person. I don't tell nobody. I'm like, she walked out the door looking like crap. That wasn't my fault. That's what she wanted. But I don't tell people. I keep that private.
You're like, that's a wrap.
That's right. There are people missing off of my resume. Hello. That's all I got to say. You ain't coming at me with that picture. Mm-mm.
No, because they're going to hold that one against me.
Exactly. The worst thing you ever did could have been on one of these celebrities, and to their liking, to their, insistence, and you're stuck doing it. And then all of a sudden, it's like front page, and it's titled.
And your name is front page, too.
And exactly. Your name is front page. Oh, hell no. You're not going to pin that on me. No, that's not my decision. That was not my style. That was not what I asked for. No. So I just don't say nothing, not one word. That's just me.
Well, to put a little spin on the question that my sister asked, have you guys ever ran into a situation where, you know, art director or a director or even a producer had said, you know, this is the look that we want, and one person on the team, because you and Melissa, you mentioned you kind of get some of your inspiration, or you take direction, not direction, but you kind of flow off of what the makeup artist does. So, for instance, let's use you and the makeup artist, for example.
Unless it's the direction of the photographer specifically, then that's it. Usually, with me, it's always the photographer. The photographer always leads. He always makes that end decision. It's always to their discretion, because sometimes you'll get people, and I've had this too with stylists, oh, I don't want those nails to outdo my outfit. I said, honey, please. How? How can that happen? But, you know, we do. We massage through it, and it works out. But, like I said, only if it's, you know, if it's a photo shoot that, you know, will allow me to be able to be creative. So it just depends on, it depends.
Sorry. Has there ever been a situation where any of you have ever been in where someone else as a part of the team, their interpretation of what the director or the art director wants is so off? that caused problems in the whole entire look.
Yes. And then I just refer them to each other, and I step back. Because it's not worth it for me to try to run off and do what the art director said and then try to do what the PR person wants and then try to do. It's like, yo, y'all need to talk this out. And then when you come up
yeah.
with a look, then you come back to me. I used to, like, when I first started, yeah, of course, I was like, oh, my God, you want this? Oh, my God, yes, I'll do it. And then it's like, then somebody said, oh, Deshaun, I really don't like that red lip. But the person just asked me, that's okay, I'll do your lip. And then it's like running around like a crazy person. And then after
yeah,
a while,
because
like,
then
you
got to redo it.
Yeah, then you got to
constantly just
do it.
Tell me what you want so I can do it once and do it right.
Yeah, and if you can't confirm, you guys can't, like, get on the same page, that's up to you. But come back to me when you know what you want, and I'll be so happy to do it for you. But I'm not going to be running around here doing 15,000 different things. I just put them all together, and I go, come here. Would you come with me, please? And I go, come here. And I go, y'all need to talk because you need to know what it is that you need, and I'll be happy to do it. And I am. I'm
yeah.
happy to do it. But you can't.
It
you know,
is.
I want smoky eye. I don't want smoky eye. I want red lip. I want pink lip. It's, like, ridiculous.
And
so
then sometimes she'll do all that, and then I'll ask him. I'm like, okay, so what color nail we do?
Mm.
Especially if it's a red lip. Oh, red nails. And then you'll have somebody else that don't have nothing to do with it. Well, I really like dark nails. Who asked you? But I don't say nothing, you know. You know, I wait. But a lot of times it does. It just kind of flows with the makeup. You know,
right.
lips, nails, purse. Shoes, I mean, that's usually, you know, the accessories. You know, nails are like the final touch. It's what kind of goes, but it just, like I said, always depends on how they feel that day and what photographer's on set.
So let me ask
what
this
advice
question. Sorry. You can go ahead.
Yeah, let me just ask this quickly. I was going to say, what advice would the three of you give someone that's new, who's just starting out, and now they're on a shoot or a set, and they're working with all these other stylists who do different things, and what advice would you give someone that's new? What would you tell them, you know, what they should do or what they should look out for?
I would suggest that whoever is new coming into the business practice your breathing. Like, practice your breathing exercises. I'm not joking. Just, you know.
Take it all in.
Just take it all
so
in.
True.
Yep. Practice your breathing.
True,
and, you know, just don't take anything to heart. Like, you know, somebody might be just be having a bad day and they, you know, say something really offensive, and they don't mean to say it offensively, but that's how it comes out. And they don't hate you. They're not against you. Just breathe. Everything will be okay.
Oh my God, I never heard that before. I love it.
Okay.
Just woosah.
Just breathe.
Just practice. Just, you know, do some yoga. You'll be fine. It'll be good.
That is so LA.
Exactly.
I love it. I'm going to use that, Angie. I'm using that here. I'm taking that from you. I'm using that here.
Do it.
Do it
up.
Do yoga.
Just breathe.
I mean, honestly, like, whenever I've worked in New York, like, everyone's all, like, on edge. Like,
oh,
you know,
my,
like,
God. Look like they're getting ready to just explode.
Yeah, and you're like, dude.
See, now that's you LA people.
That's
you LA
people.
I love
people.
New York.
I absolutely love it.
We are so laid back here.
I love to work in New York, but I love getting on that plane to come back home. Because it is absolutely a madhouse there.
It is.
During fashion week.
I love it.
Week.
I only thrive on that. I love it.
Deshaun, give up.
I don't agree. I don't agree. I work on these things all the time. I swear, it's like, it really is. I mean, everybody has their days, yes. But it really is. I mean, we hug. I get hugs and everything. Please, this kumbaya over here.
I'm not saying kumbaya, but I'm saying where the kumbaya happens is over drinks after
work.
She's saying
kumbaya in New York?
Yes.
There's no kumbaya in New York. Please.
Yes,
everybody
is
screaming from every corner of the street.
I don't know where they are honking horns.
You can't get a cab.
No, Deshaun, just agree to disagree. Never when it comes to my city. Never. I was offended.
I know. Go ahead, girl. She's like Sex and the City. She has a personal relationship with it, and she's going to defend
it
to the end.
I sure do.
Look, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love the fact that you guys never sleep. It's always plenty of work for everybody.
But
I love being able to come back home and go to my beach.
I grew up on a beach, honey.
I keep saying all I keep seeing is that dark water.
Now it's getting personal.
Okay, ladies, let me move on.
Everybody just agree to disagree.
Go ahead, breathe.
Let's all try it. Everybody breathe.
Oh man. Okay. I feel like Biggie and Tupac right now, like East Coast, West Coast.
Oh yeah, well.
The only reason we don't have more New Yorkers on the line right now is because they're busy. They're working.
That's right. We got things to do. We're busy.
I know, girl. I can get more things done in New York in a week than I could here for 6 months.
That's right. That's what we do here. We keep it going. It's New York. You got to keep it going. You can't just, like, slack off here. You slack off, look, there'll be another person right behind you trying to push you down the flight.
No, it's already one in front of you. I've had a few of them in New York.
The thing is this, though, Melissa, that's not only true for New York, what Deshaun just said. I mean, that's true for anywhere nowadays.
You can't sleep anywhere. It's grown beyond. I mean, but look, okay, just like, the one thing that made lipstick popular, you know, during the war, you know, that lipstick was like that billion-dollar market. Now, polish has made that mark. So you're seeing more and more manicurists, you know, reach that plateau. Even right now, I'm working with Equinox. Equinox has over, 50-some-odd locations, but it's not that many nail techs yet. You know, so even when I went into Sephora and really got an opportunity to work with them, along with them, train some of the staff and teach them just how to polish nails, because everybody in there wants to be a makeup artist, because now Sephora has Makeup Forever. That's their leading makeup line. So you have it where I just, like, a lot of times makeup artists are always left to polish the nails. Because some of the girls were saying, she said, I'm so glad you're here because I cannot polish worth a lick.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. But, you know, depending on the budget or whatever, it's like, that is. It's coming around. You know, hopefully we'll be able to even be in the union eventually. But since I'm here in L.A., it's easy for me to do movies. That's nothing now.
Yeah, that's nice. But here's my issue with you, nail tech lady, is that we're all asked to do, can you do hair? Okay. Can you do nails? And then they give us one price. That always irritates me, and I don't like that.
Well,
it's like,
yeah, exactly.
That's because sometimes you're dealing with
somebody that don't have a budget, but they don't realize how long it's going to take you to do all those things.
Right. But
you know what I mean?
Let me say this really quickly, but this is where, as the makeup artist or as the nail tech, this is where we need to start teaching the producers or whoever, and start letting them know, of course, it's going to take X amount of time if I do all of this. And then, you know, and if I do all of this, this is a totally separate job. You need to pay me X amount of dollars to do this.
Or they need to at least up a day rate. Give me a flat day rate.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing everything.
But we have to be very vocal about it, because if we don't insist on getting that extra, they're not going to do it. And if we continue to say, okay, I'll do it for you, and then don't get anything
extra. No, this is what they do. I'll do it this time.
Yeah,
time. It's always. And then guess what? Come on and do this free shoot for me. And guess what? When I get some paying gigs, I'm gonna call you. Yeah,
oh,
right.
I never believe that anymore. I don't believe that anymore. But do it this time. I hear that. Yeah, like.
But
no.
it's always that person who's waiting in front of you to take your job. It's always that person who'll do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And that's what makes it so hard to regulate the business is because I can say hell no, and then another person down the line say, oh sure, I'll do it, and I'll walk your dog.
I'll take it for $150. No. This is what they're doing too, though.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The other ones are undercut. I'll do it for $150.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know, and then you have those.
Yep.
I heard a girl yesterday, or no, wait, I'm sorry, on Friday, she was talking about her day rate, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'm only $300 for the full day. And I looked
at her, she had
12 heads. I'm like, $300 for the full day? Like, why are you giving yourself away for free? Like,
because they want your job.
They want the job.
Because
they
want
your
job. I mean, you know what? Even when I was in Atlanta for 2 years, and, you know, businesses are different in certain cities. It's like, girl, and especially makeup artists, it's like 20,000 of y'all.
Yeah, there's a million.
You know,
but
it's like,
everybody
what,
calls themselves a makeup artist, and they just picked up a brush, and that's not a makeup
exactly.
artist.
Exactly.
That's the other
yeah.
problem. Everybody behind the counter, and it's not a diss on counters, but everybody behind the counter who just walked into the new job at the counter is a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Right. So, everybody's a makeup artist now. I just graduated school. I'm a makeup artist. Everybody's a makeup artist. Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. You
yeah.
didn't even do jack yet, and you call yourself a makeup artist.
Exactly.
Yep. It's yeah. funny. I actually was hit up by a photographer yesterday, and he wanted to see before and afters of my work. And I was like, "Who?" He's like, in the same spot with the same lighting and the same model before and an after. And I was like, who has time to
do that?
Like, first of all.
No, but that's somebody that's working in a salon or something.
Right? I'm like, who has time to do that kind of thing? Like, I barely have time to get, you know, the makeup done on a person and move on to the next one. Like, who has time to take before and after shots? Like,
but that's for somebody that's doing brides or doing makeovers or what is it, glamour shots?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I remember
that's,
those.
You know what I mean? Or your, oh, please. That, yeah, I get it.
But he didn't want to look at your book, Angie. He just wanted you to show him before and after.
He didn't want to look at your book?
He saw my website, and he was like, oh, well, you know, you have some pretty decent work on here, but I just want to see unretouched photos. And then I sent him some stuff from my iPhone, and
right.
he was like, oh, no, this isn't what I want. I want to see before and after.
Oh, my
God. So he sent me this website, and it's all Greg Kessler from, like, fashion shows. Greg Kessler went around and took pictures of models before and after.
Uh-huh.
And I
right.
and it was like, you know, he wanted something like that. And I said, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't have Greg Kessler in my back pocket
right.
to be able to have him follow me around and take these amazing photos of these girls before and after. But thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Like, good luck.
That
wow.
I gotta say is bizarre, but I guess
yeah.
we run across very bizarre people.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
know.
I feel like in order to be in this business, you have to be a little crazy. I don't know if
yeah.
you guys feel that way.
I just read something the other day. Literally, they do say that. They're like, in order to deal in our business, you have to be a little crazy. And I've kind of taken that in. Like, you're right. Mm-hmm. They don't want over the
yeah.
top crazy, but you do have to be a little bit obsessive. Quirky.
Yeah.
See, now New Yorkers, we're not crazy. We just work very hard. See, so that's the difference.
No, yeah, you're right.
Y'all
about
might
that.
Have to be crazy, but we're
okay,
just
okay,
hard.
Okay.
You know what? You know what?
Let's stop
there
it right
go.
Here. Let's stop it right here.
I'm going to see her on Facebook. I'm going to say, what's up,
right,
girl?
Right. Look, no fighting.
She's going
to
get me.
Please, she know New York is crazy.
Right?
From all the transplants
please.
That we're getting, that's it.
I feel like
please,
she probably
doesn't
know that.
It took me 2 years just to learn the train, the subway.
I feel like she probably doesn't realize that in order to be in New York, you have to be a little crazy to begin with. But in order
Hello?
To work in this industry.
You know what, wait, you know what freaked me out? It's this real it's this famous burger place when we were coming from the photo shoot, when we were coming from Fashion Week. And I saw so many people touching the doors. I'm like, no wonder they have sanitizer everywhere. You guys really need it out there.
I
mean,
I
it was
sanitizer. Well, I can't argue with that one. I can't argue with that one.
Yeah, girl.
Look,
you
ladies,
know?
We have a call.
I
might have hung up.
Oh.
But did you have any questions from the chat room?
Hold on. Let's see. I know I have another question. I wanted to know, because we were talking, I think you had asked a question about for those artists starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I wanted to know is, like, what kind of questions should an artist be asking if they get a phone call to come, you know, do a shoot, and let you know they're a makeup artist or nail stylist or a hairstylist, and they're getting a call to come do a job. What kind of questions should they be asking while they still have that person on the phone, like long before they get to the shoot, before they hang up? What questions should they be asking?
What's your rate? You know, what's their budget? What's the rate? What's the budget? What's the look?
What do you,
you
want?
Know?
How
yeah,
many
what
people?
Do you want?
Yeah.
How
what
many
do you
people?
Want?
Yeah. How long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long of the day? Mm-hmm. Half
well,
day.
Well, don't say
full
they'll
day.
Lie about that. They'll lie about
inside,
that.
Inside. Yeah. Inside or outside?
Right. Lighting. You know, do I need a ring light? You know, what nationality is she? What colors, you know, are you looking at? Can you send me some pictures over of what looks you're trying to achieve?
There should always be that dialogue way before you hit a shoot where you know the concept. I always talk about this with my girls. The concept, what is it that you want from me? Though we can all walk in blank and be ready to go, but for newbies especially, you really need to know exactly what they're looking for. So them sending you the tear sheets or images of what they think the makeup should look like and whatever is better for a person, a newbie, even for us and in general. But it just helps to make everything clear to you so you're prepared to be on set. Because things could change, even though they'll say, oh, I really wanted that look. But you know what, looking at her in person, I might want it this way. But at least you do have a direction of where they are trying to go. So that's very important to find that out.
Right.
All right, I'm going to take a quick phone call. Hello?
What?
I'm here.
Hello?
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 Did you call Hong Chinese restaurant?
Oh.
Is that
Tim?
Yeah, I would like some Kong Pao chicken.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tim.
How are you guys?
Crazy. I was getting ready to hang up on you.
We miss you.
Miss you too.
Wait, who is that?
Oh my God, that's the lovely Tim Buchanan.
Oh my God, I love him.
Who?
I'm sorry.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Tim, introduce yourself.
I'm Tim, and I'm a hot alcoholic.
He's a hot mess.
Yeah, that's the other way of calling me. Makeup artist, almost 20 years coming. Did Dream Girl, Secret Life of Bees, just finished working on After Earth with Will Smith and Jaden Smith. And now an Emmy nominated makeup artist.
Yay!
Yay!
Emmy nominated.
I
we love
that.
And
yep,
I'm driving home right now from Las Vegas, so.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, my God.
On my phone.
No,
oh,
well, you
so
forgot.
You're on your way to L.A.
I'm coming back home. West Side?
Look at that. See, we're dominating the airwaves today.
Now, Tim,
and
you forgot.
Coming to you live.
Tim, you forgot to mention.
Tim,
you forgot to mention your show that you've done for, what, the past 4 or 5 years?
I just, it's no longer around. It's One Tree Hill. And
nice.
And I'm about to start in November doing House of Lies with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell.
Nice.
All right. So how long have you been listening to the conversation?
Pretty much the whole ride. Girl, I got 2 more hours to go. I got 4 hours. Y'all been on, so I was like, shoot.
Well, do you have anything you want to add to some of the stuff that we've been talking about?
Well, I think that the thing that I was trying to chime in on, it was the when you're actually working with a celebrity, that work with somebody for a long amount of time, and they kind of trying to chime in. A lot of time when you're a new person coming in to do the job, especially with music artists, there's already a look that has been established from the record label, the A&R person, the artist, the management, everything else. So I think at that point, it is kind of behooves you to listen to the person that was actually been there the whole time to help develop the look, because it is the image of that project. So, you know, it's like, let's say, you know, you work with, you know, let's say you work with Nicki Minaj, and she decides she wants to a big ass patch over her eyes to look like a fly, you know?
Right.
That's her image for the whole show. It's not, and at that particular time or for that particular project. So it's really not when you're the new person coming in, even though you're kind of like, okay, that's kind of stupid. But you know what? If that's the image they're going for, that's the image you have to give them.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's so true.
Lord knows.
Especially once they're on a series, they're already a character. And if they're a character, you can't alter
you can't change it. Yeah,
what
you
they
can't
already have set. Yeah.
Right.
I was working with Molly Sims one time, and then she had to go back to work because she was doing Vegas. And we could not add nails to her. We had to really just do what color and be done with it because she couldn't change anything.
Right.
Right.
No hair color, no nothing. So, yeah, I totally understand that.
And at the end of the day, we're getting paid to do a job. So whatever that job is that you agreed to do, then that's the job that you have to do.
Right.
Exactly.
I
don't, like, and when I work with, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ken.
Go ahead.
when I work with celebrities, especially if I know I'm getting snuck in there because somebody's sick or something, I don't do that, ooh, they're going to love me more than they love that person, and so therefore I think they'll just hire me because I'm just so fabulous. I don't go in with that mindset. You know, I don't go in trying to knock a person down the steps. I go in just to do my job. And I think a lot of people will go in to think that they're going to love me and they'll pick me if I just do it this way, if I do that way. And it's like at the end of the day, it's like what we all are saying is that we're there to do a particular job, not to be there to make a part of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No, exactly. Because it's like, you know what, just because that person is sick or the celebrity is mad at that, the regular artist at that time, doesn't mean there's still years and years of relationship that was there before. So
absolutely,
there's something that's so hard for them to get out. Yeah, to forget, you know. You know, it's like I got lucky, you know, like at the beginning of my career, I was pretty much got called in because Kevin Aquine was sick at the time. And I got called in to go do Janet Jackson for Velvet Rope tour book. You know, so I went in there, just did my job. I wasn't trying to do anything. And next thing you know, they offered me a bunch of stuff. But at the same time, even though I was hired to come in to the camp, Kevin was still being used on a lot of other projects.
Exactly.
You know, you're not there to replace anybody. You might be there to be the second person. For the artist that they in case the number one artist wasn't available, that you become, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, no. And I, I think a lot of the time, I think the newer kids goes in there and go, "Ooh, I'm going to hit this out of the park, and they're going to love me, and they don't want, mm-hmm. they're not going to call anybody else."
I know.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot. I do hear that a lot. Like, oh, they're going to love me. That they're just going to hire me. And I'm like, sweetie, it don't work like that. It really doesn't work like that.
No.
Exactly. Because there's so many layers to the process sometimes. You don't know who really has another say in that
right.
decision.
Yeah, honey, your ego is a career killer.
Yeah, it is. I think so, too.
Your ego is a career killer, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, that's why, like, I see a lot of things on Facebook and Twitter where there's so many kids out there who just basically learn how to draw a straight line with, you know, learn how to do a wing eyeliner. And
right.
decide to call themselves celebrity makeup artists.
I know!
Yeah.
That kills me!
Isn't that
there
funny?
Only time you fart, there's a celebrity makeup artist coming out. You know? And
okay.
It's like, come on.
And
it's
now,
like,
and now they're using that name so frequently.
So
it's
much.
Like, okay.
I
you know,
hate that. Like, I hate that term celebrity makeup artist because
me too.
There's so many
they've just used it so
they've abused it.
They haven't used it.
And it's like, you know, the ones that are actually celebrity makeup artists like Tim, Denise, like
no.
you guys, you know what I mean? Like you guys they don't have an ego. Like I've noticed
right.
that with the top artists. They don't have an ego. They don't come into it like, "Ooh, I'm so much better than you." Or you know what I mean? Like these newcomers with the, "Oh,
well,
I'm a celebrity makeup artist."
Think of this as a competition.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where, you know, when you're seasoned, there is no competition.
It's yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, those people are going to be calling you regardless. And
to this day. And sometimes it may not be the same ones, and you get the new artists, and you get the new celebrities, and you get these
right.
new people that come up. And everybody, like I tell everybody, everybody has a turn.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes, they
you're
going to
get your turn.
That, yeah.
You know, you're
yeah,
going to get
totally
your turn.
With that.
You know, and it's just what you put out, you get
yeah.
it back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
you
a lot
know,
of ups
so you,
and downs in this business. There's a
absolutely.
Lot of ups and downs.
And
you
just have
you're
to know, you know how to know.
You are down the next.
Exactly.
It happened.
I mean, like your ego would totally knock you down. I know one perfect example. I'm not going to mention any names.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
See, you know we're on the radio. So come on. Give us a name, baby.
Tim, will I know who you're talking about, Tim?
No. He's a hairdresser out of London. The girl
okay,
I met,
okay.
I have no problem blurting names out, you know. But anyways, we were on tour with Janet Jackson, and we had to do her for a satellite thing for, I think it was MTV Music Award or something like that. We were in London. We were in Japan. And, you know, I was sitting there. I was like, okay. You know, this particular person worked with Sade, worked with M people, worked, you know, a lot of people, quite a bit of people, so a lot of celebrities or whatever else, you know. One day, he got in the, probably a month into the tour, he got into the room and started doing Janet, and he started spraying her hair and started taking a hot, flat iron and started pressing it down. You know, and next thing you know, Janet's like, can you use a little bit less hair product? Because I feel like it's looking a little strong, looking like
uh-huh.
a little strong. And he basically told her at that time, this is where your ego comes in. He said, you know what, why don't you stick to singing and let me stick to doing your hair.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
oh,
what did he say?
He said, why don't you stick to singing and let me stick to doing your hair?
Oh, wow.
My God. Did she replace him? Please tell me she did.
Pretty much the next day, I was like, we're on the plane to Hawaii. I'm like, where's the hairdresser? Oh, he's on the plane back to London.
Oh. Hello.
Oh.
You can't do stuff like that. I don't understand. I mean, those stories are very funny. I love those stories, by the way. But you just can't do stuff like that. And I hear those stories all the time.
You stick to singing and I'll stick doing your hair. Back in London. You would be sticking doing hair back in London. And Miss Jackson is still on her tour.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. This is going to be one. Whew, just wait. Wait till it's 10 years from now. We'll be able to look back and see the newcomers is really coming out after that.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I always want to tell newbies, and I say this all the time, and I blog it. It's like, don't be in such a rush to be number one. Don't be, you know, everything comes to time. Every now and then there'll be one makeup artist that you've heard of, like, when Kevin started, I was a Kevin O'Quan, like, fanatically crazy person beforehand. So I heard that he took his images to, like, Polaroids or something to an agency, and they signed him on the spot, something crazy like that. Okay, that's Kevin O'Quan. That's not Deshaun, and it's not 99,000 other people. That's Kevin O'Quan in the 80s, okay? And it's, I think we read these stories all the time about that one person. Oh, my God, the one. And you
okay,
think
if Polaroid was bankrupt, hello?
Yeah, you know, you think it was going to happen to you, and it you should just be the best makeup, hair, nail person you could be. And then all of this stuff will come to you. But, again, to run out and say, I'm a makeup artist immediately and start booking jobs and you don't even know what the heck you're doing, or, you know, you're doing nails and you don't know what you're doing. It's,
oh, no, but I love
you
this
just take
one.
Your time.
I love it when people
same,
say that they're
an
artist. I love when people say that they're an artist. They book a job and don't have any supplies. How about that?
Oh, I know. Yes, I've seen that. I have gotten none. Oh, my God, Deshaun, please help me. How do I do this on my phone? Like, how do I do this? I'm like, well, you shouldn't have taken the job.
Okay,
and
no,
like, I
think
they
can
work.
Do it with the supplies.
I
but
have
I'm not
going to
give you my kit and let you destroy my kit.
No. I just think if everything comes with time and with experience, and I think that when we all rush to be something that we perhaps are not at the moment, it just bites you in the butt later on.
It does, because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to admit, though, like, going back to what Deshaun said, like, I mean, I know this sounds really bad, and I know it was really bad at the time, but I've forgotten my brushes before.
Oh, I did that to girl, Angie.
When I was just starting out, though, like, so it was just, you know, they were in another bag and I forgot them at home. And I was like, oh, I don't have, you know what, I'll just make it work. It's okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that comes
and that's what you have to do.
I think, Angie, I think that comes with us. You know, look, I did it one day a couple years ago, girl. I thought they were in my bag. I really did. And I get to sit and I said, oh, Jesus Christ, how could I have done it? Oh, my God. I worked that sucker out with a sponge, and I was happy, and everything was perfect. But that's with experience. It's like,
don't do this. Make it work.
Exactly. Yeah, I just hate to see people, I say youngins, but anybody of any age, to get into this business. Business is hard enough, and to fluff
it
their
sure
resume.
Is.
I read through your resumes, people, so when you want to assist me, I read through them. And so, you know, I'm a celebrity makeup artist. I did this person. Well, what did you do? Then I ask, well, what specifically did you do? Oh, I powdered a person. That's not a celebrity makeup artist. How many celebrities do you work with all the time? Is it an all-the-time gig? No? Then why are you a celebrity makeup artist? I don't even call myself a celebrity makeup artist. I call myself an editorial beauty-type makeup artist who does every now and then work on celebrities. Even I don't do that. And I have a crazy celebrity roster, but I wouldn't do that. So it's just like, think about all these things.
You know, all I am is a working makeup artist. I don't care about the work celebrity. I just want to be working, and I just want to be paid to work. And, you know, and the sad part to me is, like, all the kids that want to move up so fast, but, you know, so quickly, they have to remember, you only get one shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
You only get one shot, especially with celebrities. You get one shot. If you're not ready to do the job... Basically, you blew it. Because the other thing is, or if you lie your way into assisting a job or whatever, you know, assisting a huge makeup artist on a big job, and you cannot deliver what you promised,
Ooh, baby, that's not a good look.
One thing you have to remember, this is not a big business.
Yeah.
How they say, this is not a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
It's not. Because this is the cream of the crop. All know each other. And they all talk.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They will put out your name around. And without any cut. I was like, I noticed that you hired this person to assist you. What do you think of them? There goes your shot to work with the other person. You know, and the sad part for me is that, like, I went and talked at Joe Blasco makeup school. My friend Travis, you know, I was like, hey, do you mind coming in and speaking to this kid? They're like, sure. So basically, as soon as I got in, I sat down and I said, so what do you guys want to do? You know, what do you guys want to do? I want to do film and television. I want to do prosthetics. And in a class of 20 people, I would say over half raised their hand and said, I want to be a celebrity makeup artist.
Uh-huh. Yes.
See there?
And I said, well, you know what? For you guys, you might as well just go ahead and pack your shit up and go home. Because that part is very far and few between. Okay? That part is a far and few in between for to be a real celebrity makeup artist. Okay? One thing that you need to strive to be is a working makeup artist.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was good advice.
Yeah, I love the kids when they ask me. It's like, so, what's your day rate? I said, my day rate is not going to be your day rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I started out, I worked for $50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It moved up to $75 a day. Moved up to $150 a day.
Uh-huh.
That's how your career is going to be. Majority of the time, I got lucky that I got paid $50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
That was luck. Your ass will be working for free for quite a minute.
For a minute.
Well, because the business is different.
You're
going to
be working on your book. You're going to be working on your reel. You're going to be doing student film. They're going to pay you $25 for your kit.
For the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
That's going to be gas money.
If that, you know what I mean? Gas is expensive, girl.
That's right. Morning gas.
I've been doing this I've been a makeup artist for 10 years now, and I mean, I find that assisting and working on set with other artists, those are the days I love the most, because you learn so much from other people.
We feed off of each other.
Exactly. And it's like when you're in a room with other like-minded creative professionals,
you can't do nothing but create.
It's
beauty.
So rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's probably the best experience, and it always cracks me up when people are like, oh, I don't assist, and it's like, well, I think you're just pigeonholing yourself into this tiny little hole, and have fun in that little hole.
Just, yeah, exactly. It's called get over yourself.
Exactly.
Get over it.
It's, you know, I have so much
I'll
fun.
I'll assist
assisting.
Anytime they ask me.
Exactly. I have no problem.
I'll assist.
You what?
I don't assist. I guess I got to get over myself.
So if you ever need me, Tim, when you're down here, you call Melissa up.
Yeah, Tim.
What you need me to hand you, Tim? I don't know which brush is which, but I'll bring them all to you.
I like assisting only when I really feel I need to branch out and find, something new. Like, I feel like I'm stuck creatively.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm just stuck. And then I'm
and
like,
that's
no,
something
you
we have to continue to give ourselves anyway, is always something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always need something new. But do I assist on regular? No, I don't assist on regular. I can't pretend like I do, because I don't.
No. Like on a regular, no, I don't. Like, you know, it's like a friend of mine called me up and said, hey, I'm doing this music video. Do you want to come and play with me? I'm like, sure, why not?
Right, I can help, of course.
I mean, it's like, you know, AJ Crimson called me up and said, I have a music video. Can you help me out with that? I'm like, no big deal. You know, and right now, you know, working in film, since I'm not doing a lot of stuff right now.
Right.
October. I've been doing what's called day checking, which is basically going from set to set, you know, and work. And I think it's so much fun. That's when you know, where you have no responsibility at all.
Right.
And you just basically what I like to call working stupid. You show up to work. They tell you what to do, what color lipstick to put on a person, and you just do it. And I think, and then, you know, once in a while, we just did a Halloween episode for Pretty Little Liars, and we got to be so creative on that. And, you know, like with us, when we worked with a particular artist for so long, you kind of get stale because you tend to do the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Right, right.
And it's kind of fun when you're working, like, you know, helping people out and whatever else, that you're actually working on different faces. And you kind of go, oh, my gosh, I forgot to do this. I forgot this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just brings back your education. It brings back your love.
Yeah.
For what you want, what you do, you know.
Yeah. I always say test with a purpose, and I always, like, assist with a purpose. Like, I really admire this person's work, and, oh, my God, I would be killed to assist you one day, and if I ever get a chance to, then I just pay attention and obviously do my job, but I pay attention, and then I'm so thrilled to go home and try all this out. I put it on my face. I put it on everybody's face. I'm just, like, running around like a crazy person. But that's when I assist. I don't do it on a regular. And, you know, my people don't ask me, and then sometimes I'm like, you could have asked me. I would have helped you. But, you know, it is what it is. But, no, I mean, I try to explain to people, newbies, again, everything's about newbies, that even when you do assisting or you take classes, is that you got to develop a technique on your own. Then you can, like, let's say you take Angie's class, right, and you took her class last week, and then you're going to take Deshaun's class, and you're going to take my class this week. You're taking all these classes, and you haven't developed anything on your own yet. You haven't developed even how you want to hold your own brush. So I feel that to take your time and develop, let's say you took Angie's class, oh, I'm so excited, and then you create an Angie/you technique of doing something, then you might get stuck, and then you go, oh, you know, I'll try Deshaun's class in 6 months. But I see so many people, serial classers, taking so many classes, and I think you should just take some time to develop something on your own and then move on. And again, that's what I say about, or at least for me about assisting, is that you should develop something on your own and then you have something to add or just look at or look at them and see what they're doing. But I just think sometimes people just like to jump, and then you get muffled and mumbled and jumbled up with techniques that you haven't mastered yet. So that's the other thing I like to say about assisting. You're going to assist with a purpose. You know, why are you there for this artist? Are you there to learn what technique? And if you've learned it, should you, you know what I mean? Like, assisting should be to help you as well as to help that artist. That's how I feel about it.
Well, it's like when you assist, you watch the artist that you're assisting. And the way that I feel you get your style is, like, let's say you see this person's work and you go, ooh, I like the way they did that.
Right.
You know, it's like I came from the generation with the big guns. You know.
Yeah.
I saw Kevin Kline work. I worked with Kevin Kline, so I'm gonna take. I like the way Kevin did this. And I worked with Sam Fine. And I like the way Sam Fine did this. I like the way that Fran Cooper does this. I like the way this person does this. And I take that and I incorporate it into what I like. And then that's my style.
Exactly. Well, I would kill to work with all those people myself, but exactly, I would do that. I would just take from them what I need to help me develop into my own type of artist. You know, people who even take my classes, I don't expect you to be a Deshaun Hatcher. I expect you to be the artist that you should be for yourself. And I just think that assisting is a key, is a good step for you, but I don't think it's the end-all, be-all to life. I think you really have to develop the type of artist that you are, that you're going to be. But I think it's a nice way to learn, but you still got to work. A lot of people don't, I mean, I want to talk about assisting for 1 second because a lot of people will stand there and watch me work and they don't do anything. Assisting is looking at somebody working, but honey, clean my brushes, clean my table. Did you ask me if I wanted some water? Why are you over there in the corner talking to so-and-so when you're supposed to be by me? You know, all these things, like, so assisting, if we're going to talk about assisting and bringing that up, then the keys of assisting and how to be a really good assistant is paramount for anybody who wants to assist.
Exactly. And the other thing is, one thing I have to say is that, how to make it quick. What? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. I think one thing that you need to learn about as far as like makeup is concerned, where I learned my makeup and really fine-tuning it was actually when I was working at the counter. You're working with, you're not working with models, you're working with celebrities. You're working with average, everyday people. And it's your job to make that person look better and make them feel better. I think that's a good training ground for anybody who's new coming up. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's perfect for touching, you know, a lot of faces.
Yes, speed is very important. Speed is so important in this business, not even funny. Is not. Because I said it before, like, especially if you want to be a celebrity makeup artist, they'll walk in and have 15 minutes for you to do their makeup. You could have been there 6 hours waiting for them, and yet they'll walk in late, and you have to go. That it's so key that you can do everything really, really well, excellently, and then fast. You can't do that fast. You screw.
Exactly. And also the other thing is, you know, I know this about the teamwork and the collaborative effort of working. And, you know, I did a cover shoot for Prestige Magazine with Naomi Campbell. Our call time was at 1 o'clock. 4 o'clock came by, Naomi hasn't showed up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Enzo was already about to go home. I mean, about to leave. Like, I have a flight to catch. He was ready to go. And Naomi walked up. He and I looked at each other. We got that bitch. Oh, excuse my language. We got her. Literally. 12 minutes.
I hear you.
Oh, no.
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
I think we lost him.
Nope.
He's driving to a
tunnel.
Yeah,
he's still on the line. We lost Melissa.
Yeah.
We lost him now too. Okay.
Oh, we lost Melissa.
Yeah, we lost him.
Oh, boo. Well, that drive back from Vegas is treacherous for cell phone reception.
He left on a good note, though. That was funny.
She was?
Yeah, exactly. Left on a good note.
Oh, yeah. We have really actually exceeded time, but I wanted to ask you all, Angie, you've never been on the show. I know that Sean has been on a long time ago, so maybe I won't ask Sean again, but I'll ask you, Angie, if you could share with us what beauty means to you.
Beauty in general?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think beauty is a lot to do with personality. And, you know, if a person, it could be the hottest person in the entire world, but if they have a terrible personality or a bad, like, you know, outlook on life, it makes them ugly as a person. So I really feel like beauty comes from within. And, you know, if you have a smile on your face and a positive outlook on life, and I know that's really hard nowadays with how the economy is going, but I feel like if you just have a smile, it just makes everything better. It makes you more attractive as a person. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, for the both of you, if you have any last-minute words or anything you wanted to share, like your social networking site, anything you want to share, you can do that at this time.
Who?
Either one. Both of you. At the same time, if you want.
I'll go first.
Go ahead,
okay.
Andy.
So I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter. It's like my favorite thing ever. And Instagram. They're both the same. I love Instagram. Instagram is amazing. It's the best.
On
what?
I said I have to find you on Instagram. Tell us about Instagram.
I'm Makeup by Angie. It's all one word, MakeupByAngie. And that's what it is on Twitter and Facebook. Or, I'm sorry, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my website is Makeup by Angie Peek, and my last name is spelled P as in Paul, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, K.com. So, the end.
Okay, and, well, my favorite thing that I have is my blog, because I get to blog, and I get to, you know, write about other things that all these makeup artists ask me, and I just like to spill it out on my blog. So that's DeshawnLovesMakeup.blogspot.com. That's my favorite thing in the whole world. And my website is also DeshawnLovesMakeup, and that's .com. And I am on Twitter, but I really suck at it, and it's Deshawn Hatcher. And I am on Facebook, and that's Deshawn Hatcher as well.
That's Deshawn, spell Deshawn so we make sure we're spelling the Sean part right.
Oh, sure. It's DeshawN.
Okay. All right, ladies. Sounds good. Any last-minute words about tonight's conversation? Anything you want to say about it?
Quit using celebrity makeup artist as your unless you've touched a celebrity at least
several times.
I want to say at least 10 celebrities 10 times. You're not a celebrity
Bravo.
Makeup artist. Stop
Bravo.
It. At least 10 different ones 10 different times. Stop it. Just
right.
stop. I don't care if you have them in your phone, if you're friendly with them. If you have not touched their face at least 10 times, you are not a celebrity makeup artist. Stop it.
Oh, my God. I just love you, Angie. You have no idea.
Yay.
I'd just like to say just be the best makeup artist you can be, which means study, study, practice, 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 practice your behinds off. And be the best that you personally can be, not trying to be somebody else. Just be the best that you can be.
I also wanted to add for the newbies and the oldies, you know, we all need a little encouragement now and then. You know, just I know that it's really hard with other people and like, you know, being able to see them like succeed when you're like, what about me? I feel like if you continue to have a positive outlook and you just smile and you, you know, be the best person that you can be, as Deshawn said, people take notice to that and, you know, you will start to see the benefits of that. Just smile.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be okay.
Well, with that being said, we thank you both ladies very much for joining us tonight. It's been a great conversation. I really enjoyed it. Thanks to Tim for calling in
and to
Marissa, who was one of our panelists tonight. Both of them, their calls dropped, but we thank them both for their participation.
Aww.
And we must do this again really soon.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. For those of you who are listening, if you enjoyed tonight's conversation, go out and mark it as a favorite here on our Blog Talk Radio page. And again, just continue to listen every Sunday night. Again, next Sunday there will not be a show next Sunday because it's a holiday and we're traveling. But join us again back on September 9th, I believe, is the following Sunday. We'll be back with another show. If some of you want to join us on the Beauty Talk on radio page on Facebook, I know Angie is not Twitter, but on Facebook you can. We always have a conversation out there after the show is over, so if you want to join us there, you can. But with that being said, good night, everyone, and continue to be beautiful and blessed. Good night.
Night.
Good night.